Find a place to sit down, to relax, perhaps even recline. I want you to settle yourself into a nice comfortable position and allow your eyes to close down, because for this exercise, I want you to use your imagination. I want you to use all of your incredible imagination. For this exercise, I'd like you to imagine that you're about to go grocery shopping. And before you go grocery shopping, you're going to imagine that you're waking up at your own house, or wherever you choose. And I want you to imagine going through your usual wake-up routine before choosing which supermarket you're about to visit. And once you've chosen that supermarket, you'll have to choose how to get there. And when you're there, you're going to have a very specific task to do. So settle yourself down, get nice and comfortable, and use that imagination. Because when you get to that supermarket, I want you to begin to walk around that supermarket, walking up and down each one of those aisles, noticing everything, and sequentially filling your shopping trolley with any item that can be found within that supermarket. But I need you to fill that trolley with items in a specific way. I want you to put the items into your trolley in alphabetical order. For example, first I want you to find an item that begins with A and put that in your trolley. Then I want you to find an item that begins with B, putting that in the trolley, and so on, so forth, through the entire alphabet. And before you choose each item, I want you to consider carefully why you're choosing that item. Is it for food? Is it perhaps a favorite food of yours, beginning with that particular letter? Or maybe it's a household item, something for cleaning, or some clothing, maybe toiletries. It's entirely up to you. And as you choose each letter, and notice what the item represents. Perhaps you'll compare it to another item that also begins with that letter. You might want to swap the item for a better choice. As you continue walking around that supermarket, you might notice alternatives. But at all times, you have to only choose the items in alphabetical order, from A all the way through to Z. To begin, you might first imagine yourself getting a trolley at the store entrance, walking towards the first aisle, noticing how it's usually fruit or vegetables at the start, so maybe you see apples, apricots, asparagus, artichoke. Choose an item, whichever item you want that starts with A, and place it into your trolley and continue walking. You might come to a pile of bananas or broccoli or something entirely different. Pick up that B item. Notice what it is, what you'll use it for, how it will affect you, how you'll enjoy it. Put it into that trolley. And I want you to take your time. And if you see a few different items that begin with the same letter, choose one. Place the one that you most want into your trolley. You might want to start differently. You might want to start at the last aisle, which could be frozen foods or cosmetics. It's your choice. And however you choose to take your time and fill up that trolley, it is important that you do take your time to concentrate only on the task that you're doing and the letter that you're choosing and how you'll use that item you choose. And then choose an item that begins with the letter C. Now hold on a minute, let me explain to you the remainder of what you'll be doing. In a moment, you'll go ahead and start finding those shopping items that start with the letter A and B and C and D and putting them in your cart and then E and so on until you go through the entire alphabet all the way to Z. You can put any item that you would find in a supermarket into your trolley. It doesn't need to be food. Anything that can fit within that trolley. Just continue sequentially through the alphabet, and once you begin, when I tell you to go ahead and start, you'll simply continue the task, paying no further attention to me until you've finished filling that trolley. And once you've filled that trolley, you also have to then empty that trolley at the checkout, emptying the items onto the conveyor belt, emptying the items in reverse order. That's right, you begin to empty the trolley, starting with Z, remembering what you chose for Z and why you chose that, before placing it onto the conveyor. And then choosing the next item, which represented the letter Y, and so on. Once you begin, when I tell you to go ahead and start, you'll continue with the task, paying no further attention to me until you've finished your entire job, until you've finished shopping. Of course I'll be speaking to you, and you'll be hearing me, but I'll be speaking directly to your subconscious mind, which always hears and always pays attention. So just concentrate on your task and try not to listen to what I'm saying. Try not to focus on what I'm saying until you finish the entire job, and then you can listen to me once again. At that point, you'll feel very relaxed. Your mind will feel open, receptive to the beneficial suggestions and things that I'll be saying to you. So let's go ahead and begin very shortly as we recap the routine. Starting with that wake up in the morning, noticing all the details, noticing what you're wearing, noticing the time on a clock, noticing the temperature, the weather outside perhaps, noticing all the details before getting dressed, choosing those clothes, eating, getting washed, traveling to the supermarket, grabbing a trolley starting with the letter A, having a good look around before deciding where to begin, and choosing that item with the letter A. And then walking on, finding the item that begins with the B, paying no attention to me, just choosing that item and going on to the next letter, for the letter C, and choosing the next one, paying no further attention to me, just choosing the items, taking your time between each item, concentrating entirely on your task until you finish the entire job. And at that point, you'll feel very satisfied when you've completely filled that trolley and completed the task with each item you chose, just becoming more and more comfortable, calm and relaxed with each item you choose, going deeper into concentration, becoming more open to positive suggestions and situations, feeling more and more relaxed, receptive and aware. The closer you get to Z, the deeper into calmness you'll go. And then as you empty the trolley out in reverse order onto the conveyor belt, the closer you return back to A, the more settled, the more calm you'll feel. As you just concentrate on your task and try not to listen to what I'm saying, try not to focus on what I'm saying until you've finished the entire job and emptied the entire trolley. You can begin now. Begin now with your morning wake-up routine, seeing all the details, focusing your mind entirely on your morning routine and the job you have to do. Concentrating on your task, trying not to listen to what I'm saying, you can begin now. Focusing on your task, trying not to listen to what I'm saying, trying not to focus on what I'm saying until you've finished the entire job, and then you can listen once again. And at that point, you'll feel very relaxed and your mind will be wide open and receptive to the beneficial suggestions that I'll be giving you. Paying no attention, no further attention to me, just choosing your items, going through the morning routine, choosing those items, feeling very relaxed and confident with each item you choose, allowing yourself to become more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed, going deeper into concentration, open to positive suggestions, more relaxed, more receptive, more aware, feeling calmer and much more settled. In the past, you've noticed how you've had to put up barriers. You've noticed how you felt certain control issues surrounding your life, surrounding your connections. In the past, you've had what you felt to be control issues, blocks, barriers. You may have felt that you had to be in control of certain things, perhaps everything, or everyone around, everyone in life, and perhaps feeling that you had to remain in control of everything or everyone has caused too much tension. And you finally come to the point in life where you see it, you notice it, you feel it affecting things in a negative way. And you now have a strong desire to let go. There's a part within you now which has this strong desire to let go, to appreciate more. And you now wish to improve the overall quality of your life and your relationships by being less in control of certain things. You now wish to improve the quality of your life and the depth of all relationships, personally and professionally with others, by being less in control of everything around you. You now want to feel more healthy in those connections, having deeper relationships, allowing others to excel, to express themselves in their own true way. And by doing this, you often find that others will surprise you. Others may act unexpectedly, which at times can now feel pleasant, quite entertaining, and spontaneous, perhaps even fun, to let things happen. When you let things happen, you can still feel your own importance, without exacting any demands on others, without placing up parameters, without blocking by boundaries, allowing others their creative space, just as you enjoy to have your space. It's a common courtesy, that will be appreciated in the long run by yourself and others. As you enjoy noticing how things naturally unfold by letting go of control, of others, you will shortly find that you are much more in control of your abilities, of yourself, now able to control yourself in a much more constructive way. Now able to control your thoughts and your actions by letting go. And by letting go, you now have more flexibility, more freedom, perhaps even a more sound judgment. And you can allow yourself to experience improved health and happiness in all dealings with yourself, and deeper connections with others around by letting things happen, by letting go. And after completing your entire task, choosing all the items, and then unloading the items back onto the conveyor belt, after completing your entire task, and remaining fully in control at all times, you can bring your entire awareness back to full conscious awareness now. And in your own time, in your own way, allow your awareness to expand until you feel comfortable to once again open those eyes and be back to fully conscious awareness. In your own time, you can open your eyes and return to fully conscious awareness.